Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. In my most recent talk, I was referring to the life of the Apostle Paul and just sharing about the impact his life had on his generation. And I was asking the question, can your life have an impact? And I believe it can. Your life can have an impact on you personally. The decisions you make will have a colossal impact on your own personal life. Reading from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, Jesus said this, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus is speaking to people who are having difficulties in life. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I can do something with that life of yours. And if you listen to what he says, and if you respond to his invitation, if you come to Jesus and surrender your life to him, if you ask for forgiveness of your sins and you undertake to follow Jesus as your Lord and Master, then he can transform your life, and the decision you make will have a colossal impact on you personally. He will give you rest. He will give you inner peace. He says, take my yoke upon you. Just walk with me. Join me in my yoke. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Animals were yoked together to pull a plow, and they walked together. And that's the picture Jesus is giving. Yoke yourself to me. Join yourself with me. Walk with me. Learn from me. I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Deep satisfaction, deep peace. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The decision you make can have a great impact on your life. But then, when that happens, you can have a colossal impact on other people. Paul was writing to the church at Thessalonica, writing to people who'd been converted as a result of him preaching the gospel, and he says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 5, and reading right through to verse 10, "For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord." Paul says, we had an impact on you. You decided to follow the Lord, and you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth. He said, we had an impact on you, then you had an impact on other people. The word went out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out, so that we do not need to say anything. For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and the true God. You were truly converted and you turned away from the things that you had idolized in your life, and for them there would have been literal idols they would have bowed down to. We have idols in our lives, even if they're not the same as theirs. But he said, you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. He says, our lives had an impact on you. Your lives had an impact on other people. You're spoken about in so many places. And when you come to Jesus and your life is transformed, so your life will be an example to others and you will impact on other people. That's the way it happens. So yes, your life can have a colossal impact. It can have an impact on you and an impact on other people. May the Lord bless you for his name's sake.